stuff. Anybody can talk right now. So confused. So you're at the Hudson Farmers Market?
Yeah, we're at the Hudson Farmers Market. And we'll be interviewing them vendors and customers.
Yeah.
Also be doing like...
Sorry, one microphone keeps
we'll
on.
Be doing taste testing.
Restaurant. You're listening to me on WTXC 90.7 FM on your dial in Acre. And I just want to tell you that I think community radio is the best thing in the world, and I hope you're loving every minute of it.
Radio Theater 3 p.m. Thursdays on WGXC Creative Community Radio.
Tonight on Radio Theater, Orson Welles goes camping naked with a bearskin rug. And Amos and Andy and Raggedy Ann and Andy get together and they have Amos and Raggedy Ann and Andy show. That'll be fun. Also, tiny children saying things they can't quite pronounce. That is a really good part of the show. Radio Theater.
Who invented Girl Scouts?
I don't know. I don't know.
Juliet Lowe. Okay.
Do you know who was the president before Barack Obama?
Someone Bush.
Yeah, George W. Bush. But do you know what era duct tape was invented?
No.
The Great Depression.
Oh.
Okay. Do you know what are the original Three Musketeers?
No.
They were Athos, Porthos, and Aramis.
Yeah, we chose some pretty tricky ones.
Yeah.
We're gonna go get a few people for interviews.
Do you want to play one of the songs that you're gonna do a trivia for later?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, let's do that.
I shake it off.
shake. Yeah, oh. Cause the players gonna play, 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 play.
Good morning, Girl Scouts, again,
and we're at the Hudson Farmers Market. Now we're going to interview Chris.
So, have you been a Girl Scout before?
I was a Girl Scout for 15 years when I was in school. I started as a brownie, and I went all the way through senior high.
Wow. Did Girl Scouts help you for what you do now?
Girl Scouts was a very important factor in my adult life. It sort of shaped me for knowing that I could do anything I set out to do. It empowered me to learn how to bake, which was good. I got my baking badge. I don't know if they have that badge anymore.
Yeah, I think they do.
Yeah.
But I sold a lot of cookies. I love selling cookies. I got very competitive about that. And I am still, you know, very interested to know that there's still Girl Scouting going on.
What do you sell at the farmer's market?
I sell pies that I make in the season. So it's apple pie season right now and pumpkin pie season. I try to stay with the seasons. And then I sell soups and roasted chickens. I roast chickens, really nice chickens. And I sell meatloaf. And I have owned a restaurant for 14 years, so I got very good in the kitchen.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Yes. So what year are you in Girl Scouts? And now I'm interviewing you.
I'm a cadet.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so what grade is that?
I'm in 7th grade. I think it's 6th, 7th, and 8th grade.
Yeah, I'm in 8th grade.
Okay, well, if you get a chance, you should go to La Cabana in Mexico. Have you heard about that? Ooh. It's a Girl Scout retreat, I guess. You have to save money to go.
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful place, and it's supported by Girl Scouts. So.
That's nice.
That sounds like a place I might want to hang out.
Okay, do you have any other questions down here?
No.
No? No? Okay. All right, well, thank you. Keep scouting.
Yeah.
Keep scouting and learn how to bake.
Yeah. Okay. I love baking.
Thank you for coming on.
You do. Good. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Chris.
And I'll be going off to go get another person that we will be interviewing too.
Here at the Hudson Farmers Market, there's a lot of different foods and not just foods. There's plants and flowers.
And there's a lot of different people here. There's some people with different animals and things.
Dogs and kids here.
Yeah, I was surprised the amount of, like, kids there are and stuff.
People sell cheese and breads.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, pastries and things here. And a lot of nuts, too.
A lot of nuts. Okay,
you guys
want to
do something?
Yeah,
so
sure.
So,
can you do about your segment that you're going to do?
Okay, so next we're going to be playing a song.
And it's going to be, like, changed up, and there's going to be people that are going to try to guess what the song is.
And what else is going to be on the first
show? Oh.
The other groups?
Yeah, there's
two other groups.
Yeah, there's
two other groups. They're going to do, like, taste testing and
more interviews.
All right.
Yeah. the ACRA Hands-On Radio.
We're
at the Hudson Farmers Market with
Yasmin.
Well, we are doing interviews.
Are you a shopper here, or are you selling stuff?
Enjoy all of the lovely farms here, all their great vegetables and sweets.
What's your favorite? Do you live here in Hudson?
I live close by, and Trixie's cookies are my favorite. I also love Miller's Crossing as well.
Do you have any pets?
I have a lovely, fun dog. Her name is Jane, and two cats.
Oh, yeah. Do you like cats better than dogs?
Ooh, that's a hard one because...
Yeah. I love cats.
You love cats?
Yeah, but I love dogs too, so that's hard for me too.
I love them both. They have each unique, fun, exciting things about them.
Yeah.
Where are you guys from?
Coxsackie.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I'm from Skodak.
Yeah.
In Albany. Were you a Girl Scout or do
I
you know any girls?
I was a Girl Scout when I was 9. Well, I was a Brownie first, right?
Yeah.
And then I was a Girl Scout, and it was in New Jersey. So I got a green beret, lots of badges, and lots of fun work.
Did you like selling the cookies?
Always.
Yeah.
Thin Mints were the best, sorry.
Oh. Yeah. My favorite, Samoas.
Yeah. My favorite is
I like Thin Mints.
Samoas, Thin Mints.
I love almost any kind.
And I think Girl Scouts do a lot of other things, right, than sell?
We do some community service.
Yeah, like you can earn the different awards. Like there's the bronze, silver, and gold awards. So right now I'm working on my silver award right now. So we just completed our journey. So now we're just figuring out what to do for our service project.
Mm-hmm. We sort of decided that maybe we would like going on air. So...
Awesome. So here we are.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thank you for joining.
Yeah, thank you.
Answering some of the questions.
Come to Hudson Market and support Girl Scouts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, right
thank
on.
You.
Thank you. Bye. WGXC ACRA.
This is Good Morning Girl Scouts. It's going to...
How about we do a few jokes?
Sam?
I've been in Girl Scouts since I was a daisy because my cheerleading coach was a high schooler, so I got to do a lot of things when I was in daisies and brownies because I'd go with, her name was Shauna, I'd go with her to like all of her programs.
That's
so I'd
cool.
Go there.
Yeah.
How long have you been, Josie?
Since daisies.
Daisies, nice. I started when I was young, and then I had to stop because I just got really busy, and then I started again.
Yeah.
What do you think your favorite part of Girl Scouts is? Do you like doing selling cookies or QSP?
I like Girl Scout cookie selling.
Yeah, I like that too.
I think I like eating the cookies more than actually selling them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think almost anybody likes that.
Yeah.
How about we do a few
jokes? We're in the Hudson Farmers Market.
Yeah.
Do you have any jokes, Josie?
Yes. What is, I don't know. I don't know how to start it out with.
Say any jokes.
Yeah, joke. I don't know. I can't figure it out. I had the joke, and then I lost it. Shit. How about you, Gracie?
Why do seagulls fly overseas?
Why?
Why?
Because if they fly over bays, they would be bagels.
Oh!
Very nice, Grace.
Yeah. Do you have any jokes?
Nope.
Well,
Josie?
What is Port Rio's favorite yogurt?
What?
Plate. As in, yo plate.
I get that's funny.
Very nice.
Do you have any jokes?
Yes, I did drop.
Nope.
Today it is partly sunny. Today it's partly sunny. It's near the high is near 47, and during Saturday night there's going to be a slight chance of rain showers before 1 a.m. and then maybe a slight chance of rain and snow showers. It'll be mostly cloudy, and the low will be around 32 degrees.
And on Sunday, a slight chance of rain showers, partly sunny. The high is near 48, and Sunday night, mostly cloudy, low around 31.
And for Monday, it's going to be mostly sunny. The high is going to be now in 52. Monday night is going to be partly cloudy, and the low is going to be around 37.
Wow. And sounds like a nice week so far.
Yeah. Sounds a little bit colder.
It sounds a little cold.
I think it's colder, but at least it's warmer than last weekend.
Yeah.
Last weekend it was
really Let's hope really for not cold. So much wind.
Yeah. But.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems strange that there's going to be snow already just because it's early November.
Mm-hmm. So what's you guys' favorite food?
I like all Italian food.
Yeah.
That's it.
I have a favorite.
Yeah. I like apples.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the white dog.
Okay,
yeah,
so here's our next
bye.
Group.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I'm Eva, and my favorite kind of ice cream is black raspberry.
I'm Rachel, and I don't really have a favorite kind of ice cream.
I'm Emily, and I like mint chocolate chip.
I'm Rachel, and I like chocolate chip cookie dough. First, we are going to pet interviews. Yes.
Okay, so hold on.
All right.
I'll get them.
So we got a person over here. But first, before we do pet interviews, I just tried this awesome pesto. It's kale and walnut by Olivia.
Okay.
Just saying.
So.
All right.
We have two dogs here. And what kind of breed are these dogs?
This one is a Shiba Inu and a Shih Tzu Poodle mix.
Okay. So what are their names?
The Shiba Inu's name is Akimi. And this one over here is Luna. It's my mom's dog, and this is my dog.
Well, they're very cute. So, Amy, you want to ask questions now?
Where did you get your dogs?
My dog, we got, is a rescue dog. So she came from a family that lived in a place where they couldn't take care of dogs anymore, and we took her in afterwards.
Oh.
And nice. This one, I think, came from a breeder. She was a gift to my mom from my sister.
So I just wanted to point out that one of them is red, and it has, like, pointy ears, and it's really small. And the other one is black, and it's has curly hair, and it's really short and cute.
Yep.
Really
and they're cute. They're very good friends, too. Yeah. They get along very well.
Okay. How much work does it take to take care of your pets?
Well, I have to walk her 3 times a day, so, you know, you figure an hour or so for walking, and then you have to make sure that you feed them and take them to the vet a couple times a year for regular checkups. So as long as you have the time to do that, then, you know, they'll be pretty happy dogs.
How long have you had them?
2 years, my dog.
2 years.
Yeah.
Very nice. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Have a nice day.
The farmer's market is open until Thanksgiving.
Next we are going to taste test the difference between a store-bought apple and a apple from the fresh farmer's market.
They're both Macintosh, just by the way. We cut them before. We had some serious issues.
So wait, which is the farmer's market ones?
It's called
Alice
Moet. All right.
Okay.
So it's farmer's market?
The ones that are turned upside down are the store-bought, right?
Yes. These are store-bought, and right. These are Macintosh.
Okay, so
looks like just grab store-bought. One of each. All right, let's try the store-bought first.
Store-bought, okay.
Store-bought.
Okay, they look pretty red and ripe.
All right.
Okay. Pretty good. A little mushy.
Sweet? Is it tart?
It's really sweet.
Yeah, very sweet.
Very sweet.
Very sweet. Gosh.
It's not as crisp as I would like it to be, though.
Yeah.
Want to try the farmer's market one?
Okay, let's try the farmer's market one. I'm just going to leave my half-eaten one right in here.
Okay.
This is really good. This is
so, like crisp.
It's like crisp and sweet.
Perfect.
And it's amazing.
Which farm did we get?
We got the farm apples from some mascots.
And we got the store-bought apples from Walmart.
The farmers market ones are much better, in my
yes.
opinion.
Yeah.
Yes.
Definitely.
All right.
Now we got some tomatoes.
I'm not gonna try, so. Good thing.
Okay.
What do you have coming next?
So now Eva, Emily, and Rachel are going to try the tomatoes.
The other Rachel doesn't want any tomatoes.
Rachel T is going to try them.
Okay. So first we got the store-bought tomatoes. Okay. Take one. These are from Walmart as well. Oh no. Wait, what are they from?
Tops.
Tops. Never mind. Not Walmart.
They're very red.
Very red.
Kind of mushy.
It's good though.
Is it sweet or tart?
Nothing.
Neither.
I've never had like a tomato.
So.
Yeah. They taste like a tomato.
Okay, so now
I'm not sure what they taste
the
like.
The farmer's market.
Okay, these are the farmer's market ones.
So let's see, do you see any differences?
Well, this one is more the one from
The one from the farmer's market is lighter. It's and not as red.
Yeah. So it's from Blue Star Farm.
Much more reddish. Yeah. More seasoned, I noticed.
I like the farmer's market one.
They're not going to be as red because the farmer's market tomatoes are not in season.
Yeah, they're
the ones from the store from Canada. The ones from the store, I think, are shipped from Canada.
So
these are okay. I think this one's a tie. In my opinion.
But the colors are different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is one bigger than the other?
The store-bought one was bigger.
Which one's juicier?
The one from the store is softer and more squishy.
Yeah.
And more plump and ripe. Does anyone have a napkin? There's tomato juice all over my hands.
Yeah, so I know.
Please.
Thank
okay.
you.
So what do I do next?
Yes, we need someone to do it.
Yeah. What?
Talk about what it's like outside.
So it's a sunny day.
A little windy.
There's a little breeze, but it's still comfortable.
We need someone to do it. We need someone now. Okay,
so
would you like to be interviewed?
Well,
sure. not really interviewed.
Well,
okay.
Hello.
So we're going to play a song that has no words, and you're going to have to guess the song.
I am?
Yes.
You are.
So
what station are you listening to?
You're listening to WGXC Acra.
My name is Cheryl.
Oh, okay. Well, do you come from here?
I live in Livingston, which is right next to Hudson.
Oh, well.
All right, so we are going
do you
to
have a song on?
Is it connected?
We are connecting the song.
Have you met any interesting people here?
Yes.
Today?
Have you met any interesting people here?
Well, I've met you, the Girl Scouts. It's been really nice to work with you. I'm from WGXC.
Have you been in Girl Scouts?
I've never been a Girl Scout, and I've heard you talk so much about it. I mean, am I too old for Girl Scouts now?
You could be a leader.
Yeah, you could be a leader.
I could be a leader. Awesome.
So, did you buy anything here today?
I have not bought anything here, and I've seen some beautiful vegetables. Like, over there I see Brussels sprouts, which I love. Someone's holding a bunch of carrots and beets. I love those. And, of course, we're lucky enough to be right next to the cheese. Everyone, hail cheese.
Hail cheese.
Okay, so now we have the song that's going on.
You gotta wait a minute.
Okay. I guess it's a...
In a minute, we're going to play a song without words, and you're going to have to guess the song. And some of the lyrics are not good to it.
No, we're just guessing the song.
Okay.
Okay,
so...
Is it on?
The lyrics.
You look very confused.
Was this written after 1975?
Yes, it was.
Then there's a very great chance I don't know who it is. Give me a hint.
It's by a very popular singer.
Yeah. Very popular singer.
And she had an album just come out.
Oh, is it that surprise album that came out? No, it's not who I think it is. Okay. Oh, is it, what's her name? Is it Taylor Swift?
Yes.
Taylor Swift.
All right, let me name the album. Is the album 1989?
Yes.
Yes. Two for two. Okay, the name of the song. Oh, give me a hint. Give me a hint.
Dance.
Wait a minute, you're dancing. That's not a hint.
Yes, it is.
Oh, all right. I can't think of the title. I can't.
Okay. Wait, shake.
Shake something away. Shake the weight away.
No,
shake the blues away. Shake. Milkshake?
It starts with shake.
It starts with shake.
It's three words that starts with shake.
Shake that.
No.
Shake it.
Yeah.
Shake it out.
Shake
it away.
No.
Shake out.
No.
Shake it off.
Yes!
Do I get an apple for that?
Yes.
Yes?
Oh, yes.
Yay! You get a Starbucks and a market.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yay! Okay, so next we're going to interview some people.
We're going to interview
Sam.
So who will be interviewing here?
Sam. We're interviewing Sam.
Okay.
Are you a Girl Scout?
Yeah.
Do you know anybody who's a Girl Scout?
Yeah.
Who?
Let's see. Well, all my friends in my troops, like Natasha, Soraya, Hannah, all my friends, you.
What's your favorite kind of apple?
I don't know. I like them all.
Okay.
What do you do to keep warm?
I wear lots of layers and sweatshirts and gloves.
Why did you come here today?
I came here to look at all the different things here.
Okay. So, what is your favorite type of pet?
I kind of like cats and really tiny dogs.
Next question. Would you like a tomato?
No, thanks.
Are you from Hudson?
No.
Where are you from?
Castleton in Skodek.
What's your favorite kind of ice cream?
Chocolate and vanilla twist.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Okay.
Thank you. Now we have...
Rachel has some news for us.
Okay. So Rachel, who likes mint chocolate cookie dough.
Yeah. Sort of.
Cookie dough?
I'll use this one.
Flavor. Is that for flavor?
She likes cookie dough.
Alright.
Okay.
It is.
So, my name is Rachel. I have a couple interesting things this week. First, the National Toy Hall of Fame invented three new toys this week. It's hard to read that.
It is.
Three new toys this week. The first toy was a little green army man. They've been around since 1938, and I'm surprised it took this long to be included. The second toy they inducted was the Rubik's Cube, which has been around since the 1980s.
The last toy inducted this year was the Bubbles, a simple but fun toy for kids and adults. I also have some Disney news for those Star Wars fans. Disney revealed the title for the Star Wars 7th episode this week, The Force Awakens. This film is scheduled to be released for December 18th, 2015. So for all you Star Wars fans, you have over 12 months to think about what this title means. Anyone out there want to call and try to name the first six Star Wars movie titles? Do we want to interview someone and see if they can do it?
Yes. Okay.
Grab someone.
Get somebody.
So you keep talking.
Get your dad. Oh. All right, we are going to figure out if they... All right.
So
we're
going to
having Eva's
someone.
Dad come in.
Okay.
Can you name the first six Star Wars movie titles?
The first six? In order?
Doesn't have to be in order.
All right. Isn't it Star Wars 1?
Yes.
Star Wars 2?
No.
Star Wars 3?
No.
Return of the Jedi?
Yes.
Phantom Menace?
Yes.
Star Wars?
Yes.
Episode 1?
No.
And
yeah, the little innocent-looking face, right? There it is.
The Ewoks.
No.
No.
So close.
So, do you want me to call the answers?
Two out of six.
Okay. So here we're.
Am I done?
Yeah. Okay. So let's get this man.
The guy in the brown.
So we have someone else coming.
Excuse me, sir.
To ask questions.
We are going to interview another man.
Okay.
Hello. Hi, girls. Can you name the first six Star Wars movie titles?
No. Return of the Jedi.
Yes.
Star Wars.
Yes.
Empire Strikes Back.
Yes.
That's it. I'm too old. Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
Two more?
Yeah.
Two more.
No.
No.
Is there a penalty?
No.
Do you want to tell you the answers? Do you want to tell you the answers?
I would like to know the answers, yes, please.
Okay.
All right. So, in order, it goes Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, The Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones, and The Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah, I stopped paying attention once I had kids. They took all my attention.
Thank all right. you. Okay, bye. So what next are we going to do?
Thank you. Do we want to interview another person?
Okay, so we're going to interview someone else now. And I'll be right back.
We are going to get a vendor to interview.
Olivia.
We're going to.
That's not my phone.
I need just some jams.
That's not my phone.
Okay, you have a phone. Just keep saying
right.
Where we are and what you're listening to.
We are at the Hudson Farmers Market, and you're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7.
But also,
and this radio show is called Good Morning Girl Scouts.
What was your favorite thing that you ate so far here today?
The apples.
Yeah, the apples.
The apples were really good. Perfect. We are getting someone from Olivia. She sells pesto to interview.
Yes.
For like a minute or two.
It will be here.
Okay.
Oh, she has a customer right now.
We can listen to it after.
So they're going to come in a minute.
They're going to come pretty soon.
Very soon.
So,
what did you do in your past 2 weeks? How did you prepare for today?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So how did you guys prepare for today?
Well, we definitely talked it over.
We brainstormed.
Yes, we wrote a lot of ideas down and crossed out.
Yeah.
The first week we did a radio ID.
Looks like she's coming.
And
there she is.
Hello.
There she is, actually.
Hi.
Hi. We're interviewing.
My name's Annette Chambers.
Okay.
What do you sell?
We sell kale and walnut pesto made in the Hudson Valley.
I actually sampled some of that. It was really good.
Yeah.
Do you ever listen to the station, which is WGXC?
I do sometimes.
Oh. How do you keep warm?
Lots of layers, sweaters, coats, hats.
What's your favorite thing at the farmer's market?
Oh, goodness. I really love the flowers at the farmer's market.
Yeah, they're nice. Pretty.
What's your favorite type of music?
Blues and jazz.
Are you from Hudson?
I'm not.
What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Butter pecan.
Favorite kind of apple?
A pink lady.
Do you know anyone in Girl Scouts?
What?
Do you know anyone in Girl Scouts?
I do not.
Well, you just met some who are all in Girl Scouts.
I was a Girl Scout.
You were?
Yeah.
How long did you go till? What level did you get till?
Maybe like 4 years into Girl Scouts after Brownie Scouts.
So
something
Brownie,
like that.
Junior.
So
about cadet?
I think so. And also went to Girl Scout camp.
Which is what we are.
With badges.
Yeah.
I'm from the south, so it was somewhere down south. I don't remember.
Very nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. All right, so
okay,
we have a minute left now for our
until group. The next team, until the next group goes up.
So.
What are you guys gonna do? We're going to play songs.
Our last
and
group
you have to guess.
Is gonna do like songs, and they'll have and people are gonna have to guess like the titles of them.
They're doing interviews. I think they have somebody now.
Say your names one last time.
Okay. So, I'm Eva, and I like black raspberry ice cream.
I'm Rachel, and I don't have a favorite type of ice cream.
I'm Emily, and I like mint chocolate chip.
And I'm Rachel, and I like chocolate chip cookie dough. And you're listening to
WGXC Aqua 90.7 FM.
Okay, so.
More from Good Morning Girl Scouts is happening right now. Here we go.
Hi. My name's Sarah.
My name's Michaela.
I'm Hannah.
Katie.
And we'll be doing customer interviews, vendor interviews,
celebrity news,
taste test,
and trivia.
And we will start out with the customer interview. And here's our customer. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Kara Parks.
How often do you come to the farmer's market?
I come every week, actually.
What season's food do you like best?
I really like fall foods, actually.
Veggies, desserts, what types?
I really like vegetables, actually. I really love squash, I love Brussels sprouts, and I love kale salads.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite song?
My favorite song? I don't really know.
Okay.
Do you have any pets?
I don't have any pets, sadly.
What's your favorite pet?
I would really like to have a dog. I wish I had a dog.
Okay, and now to Sarah for the celebrity news.
Thanks.
Thank you. We'll be doing the game show.
Hello. Hi, my name is Sarah, and this is Halloween News with Sarah. Well, first, I would like to congratulate Robert Downey Jr. and his wife on the arrival of their new baby girl this week. Did anyone see the CMA Awards this past Wednesday? Well, just in case you didn't, Luke Bryan won his first CMA Award for Entertainer of the Year. Let's give a hand to Luke Bryan! Also, Miranda Lambert won 4 awards. She's the most decorated female artist in the history of the Country Music Association Awards, or CMA Awards. Miranda is 30 years old and has a total of 11 CMA trophies. The 4 awards she won this week are Female Vocalist, Album of the Year for Platinum, Single of the Year for Automatic, and the Award for Music Event of the Year for We Were Us with Keith Urban. Great job, Miranda. Now let's talk about Angelina Jolie. I hear she might be thinking about quitting acting and joining politics. Angelina Jolie is 39 years old. She is involved in international charity projects and has been in many movies. Some movies are The Bone Collector, 1999, Girl Interrupted, 1999, Lara Croft Tomb Raider, 2001, Beyond Borders, 2003, and Mr. and Mrs. Smith, 2005. And I have 2 questions for my co-people.
Oh, jeez.
What movie was Angelina Jolie in this year?
The one with that queen, the...
Was it Maleficent?
Yes, you got it. Okay. And would you vote for Angelina Jolie?
Definitely.
I don't know, maybe.
Okay.
Now over to Hannah.
Hi, guys. This is Hannah here, and we're doing a game show next. The way it works is we're going to play a song, and our guest has to answer it, or guess which song it is. These songs are pretty recent. So we'll get that.
Good luck. If you can guess it, I would be very proud of you, because I could barely even guess this. I'm... not that
anybody
good
here
stuff.
In the audience, yes. Can guess?
Yes, anyone in this audience around us can guess it. I didn't know half of these.
You, if you want to come,
I was totally like, do you guys want to?
You know it.
You should just play the song through the speaker on there into the microphone. But everyone gather around and
you are correct.
Good job. Ben, first winner.
Here comes the next song.
Yeah. Okay.
Guess that
turn
one?
Down for what?
Anybody out in the crowd?
Turn down for what?
Turn down for what? There you go.
You are correct. Turn down for what?
It's by who's it by again?
The
like
DJ.
DJ.
Jake,
and
Lil Jon.
Yeah. Good job. Thank
one
you.
More
song.
Here comes the next song. Last song. Whoever can guess it right. I'm saying hi to my fellow Girl Scouts out there listening.
Me too.
And families.
Yeah. Hello. Family.
Again, this is Michaela.
I'm Sarah.
Hannah.
And Katie.
Katie, say hi again.
Hello.
Okay.
Okay,
this one.
Oh, I guess.
Say it again, Joe.
Timber by Pitbull.
Okay.
And he
it.
Is correct. And that shall end our first half of thy song guessing.
Okay.
The next thing is taste testing, where me, Hannah, and Katie will be blindfolded, and
so will our guest.
Our guest customer. They will have to guess. They will have to try to guess what type of food.
We have no allergies, right?
We have.
Okay, good.
We have food. Now you guys have to.
Right now we are blindfolding our 2 other fellow Girl Scouts.
Put on your blindfold and you.
Okay.
And
I can't see
right now,
at all.
Okay.
What was that?
And right now we are going to give a piece of each food. Hold out your hand, and we're gonna see who can guess what it is first.
Okay, so we all gotta lean in.
And you get bonus points if you guess who it's from.
Oh jeez. Wait, what?
And
do
this
I do?
Is all from the farmer's market.
Okay, I guess it's all from.
All right.
Yes, you are correct. Our guest customer is correct.
perfect. Okay, really good. Introduce yourself and say.
How would you describe it?
Just eat it.
It's buttery and delicious.
Yes, it is delicious. All
there's chocolate chips in it.
Congratulations to Berkshire Mountain Bakery. That's where we got this croissant from. It's really good. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Now for our next ingredient.
Oh geez. Wait, what?
Don't worry. Nothing in here is contagious.
Contagious.
We tried all of it. It's pretty good.
Everything here is good.
Is from that gluten-free place.
No, Garnet? You are right. It's a cookie. Where is it from?
Cookie from that man.
A place.
The Trixie.
No.
Garnet. How many cookie places are there?
I don't know.
I'll tell you three cookie places. Okay,
come on, ready? One more guess. Anybody else? Do you have a guess?
No. I just don't know where it's from.
It's red. It's very red.
Oh, the Red Baron.
Red Barn, close.
Very close.
So close. Baron.
Congratulations to the Red Barn and again the Berkshire Mountain Bakery. Thank you for providing our goods.
Wait, there's one more.
There's something else.
And there is one more thing here.
What? Okay.
This one's going to be the hardest one of all.
It is. Put out
I
your
can't
hand.
See anything.
Katie, put out your hand.
Okay.
There.
It's mushy.
Eat it.
It's a chocolate coconut. Cookie? Fudge? I'm guessing it's from that gluten-free place.
Yes, you're close.
You don't know what it is now.
Now, Katie, what do you think about this food?
It's good.
It tastes like there's coconut in it.
Yeah, definitely coconut.
What else do you think?
Chocolate. Very close. Very good. What food is it?
It's like fudge or a cookie, maybe.
No. Close. Close.
A muffin. Fudge. A muffin.
No.
A brownie.
Yes, yay! Katie right. is right. It is a brownie. Yes.
I can't see anything.
It is from
like gluten. What's it called again? Gluten-free, please.
Good Belly. Is that what that's?
Yeah.
Yes. Yummy Belly. Yummy Belly.
Happy Belly.
Thank you to Happy Belly, the Red Barn, and Berkshire Mountain Bakery.
I'm gonna go get our other our goods.
Notice they were all sweets.
They were very good sweets. You may undo your eyes so you can see, and we'll be asking each customer what they think.
And now I'm going to go get the other interview person. So,
what did you think about the goods?
I thought everything was really good.
Over here. Where are the cookies? I heard there was Girl Scouts, but I don't see any cookies. This is ridiculous.
What did you think about the food, Katie? What did you think?
Yeah, it was good.
I didn't bring any.
What do you think that they should always sell?
What?
You think that all the companies should always sell these foods?
Yes.
Definitely. What did you think, Hannah?
I thought they were really good.
Okay, so next we will be doing our other half part of Guess That Song. If anybody would like to participate out in the crowd, you may.
Okay, just give us a second. It's actually gorgeous here. There's a lot of sun. There's a lot of sun and there's a lot of people here and a lot of dogs too. There was a really, really fluffy white one that was really cute, and there's a fluffy brown one with a really cute sweater.
There was a dog in a sweater.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a dog in a sweater.
There was a dog in a sweater. Okay.
Oh, really? Okay. Anyone got this? No. The chorus is there somewhere. It's by, I forget who it's by. Hints. Yeah, song. Okay, the chorus should come up again.
Say it. Is it Rather Be?
Yup. I totally forget the artist. I don't know why. There should be another song. I think this is our last song, and then we're going to do another interview. Michaela's getting the interviewer right now.
having some technical difficulties. Our person decided she can't come.
Okay.
So we're running around trying to find another person.
Okay, so next is another song that you guys have to guess.
If they're really screaming.
And then the last.
Should be starting pretty soon. Oh, hold on.
So somebody should just say it.
Okay, there's a whole bunch from the movie, actually. So you have to guess what movie this was featured in, also. Here's a hint. It's in it somewhere.
I got somebody. I got somebody. Get me my thing.
That was a commercial.
Where is it? Dude, where's
our... Okay, it's starting.
Alexander the Terrible, Horrible Dog, and Very Bad Day.
Okay, now you gotta come up with the name. Yes. So say it again.
Hurricane?
Yep. And that was in Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day. Really good movie.
I
recommend it.
I saw it
to
twice.
Everyone. And now we're doing another interview.
Hi, it's Sarah again, and we are interviewing Marilyn from
Cedar Farm Wholesale.
From Cedar Farm Wholesale.
What is your business?
We grow cut flowers.
You grow cut flowers.
In Ghent?
In Ghent. My friend lives in Ghent. Oh,
so right. You sell cut flowers, and what else do you sell?
Uh-huh. Only cut flowers.
Only cut flowers.
Wow. I saw them. They're really pretty.
They are really pretty.
Thank you.
What's your best...
How long do you sell? Or?
We've been doing it for 10 years.
How?
And I'd say our biggest crop is probably dahlias.
How long do you sell these products for, all year round?
Oh, about 8 months. And then we switch to branchy things. We sell curly willow and eucalyptus.
Oh, yeah, for the Christmas
and herbs,
season.
Rosemary, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Cool. What's your favorite song?
My favorite song?
Yes.
Really? I don't know.
I was on your favorite song that you hear it on the way. You're just like, turn it up. Woo, woo, woo.
I could give you an artist.
Yeah.
First Aid Kid. First Aid. Mm-hmm. Those girls. The sisters.
Oh,
I love
cool.
Them.
Do you have any pets?
Oh, yes.
Type of pets?
Dog, Bella, and kitty, Zoe.
I love cats. They're so cute.
Me too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What color cat is it?
Kind of a calico.
Ooh. How long have you been coming to the farmer's market?
Well, I've been in the farmer's market for 7 years.
Ooh.
Yeah, so long time.
Have you always sold the same things?
We've always done cut flowers.
That's
our
pretty.
Forte. We've been doing it for like 40 years.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank
Good
you
luck, girl.
For coming. Thank you. And we would like to thank all the veterans since Veterans Day is coming up. Thank you for your service and thank you for the people who are deployed right now. This is us signing off. And thank you. Oh, we have 5 more minutes. Okay, then. So, I guess we will do. What should we do?
Well, I'm going to talk about the farmer's market. There's a lot of
really
fresh
cool.
vegetables here.
Yeah,
we've got pumpkins, squash, turnips.
And we tried this, like, really yummy cookie from this one person, and it was so good. It was from, where was it from? Where's that cookie from? It was like, from like that. What's it over there?
Right now, we have a special guest. We have a guy who has a snake who came to the farmer's market today.
Hi.
Would you like to tell us about your snake?
He says,
What type of snake is he?
He's a snow boa. It's a boa constrictor.
How tame is he, and how long have you had him?
He's very tame, actually. He only eats dead mice, so he doesn't have to, like, kill them. So he's very tame. He's very nice.
We've had him a year and a half.
A year and a half.
He's a sweetie. He's complete. He's never tried to bite anyone, and we take him out all the time, so he's used to being handled.
Is he poisonous?
Nope, not at all.
What's his name?
Naga.
How long does he grow to? Is that
he can get up? He can get up to 5 or 6 feet, like that thick around.
Wow, that's big.
It's like
and
very, they live like thick. It's like the bigger yeah. than a fist.
Yeah, you know? They can live to be 35 or more.
And he likes playing hide and seek.
He likes playing hide and seek.
Like, look, watch. Now he's gone. There he is.
Can you describe him?
Can I describe
For the people on the radio.
Why don't you guys describe him? What does he look like?
He's okay. White. He has, like, pinkish eyes.
Yeah, he has pinkish eyes.
He could get as fat as, like, an apple. He's a very... His
he
tongue
goes
is coming out.
It's 5 to 6 feet. Right now, though. And he's got...
His tongue is pink.
And he's got a very smooth skin.
It's not 5 to 6 feet.
His tongue always comes out.
He can grow up to the size of an apple.
Like, fat as an apple.
Yeah, he's his skin is a little bit, like, blue.
What do you feed him?
Mices.
We feed him frozen mice. We heat them up, so he still thinks it's alive, but he doesn't have to chase them. That's another reason he's more calm.
Okay, that scared me.
He's wrapping around our friend Hannah right now, and he's very tame, and he seems to like the microphones. Do you have anything to say?
Yeah, he said nothing.
Well, he decided to speak with his tongue. So.
How fast can he go?
Pretty fast. He's a slow-moving creature, though.
They can kind of swim if you put him in water. He gets really speedy.
So would you say he's a water snake?
No, he's not.
Okay, he's not. Adapt.
Okay, so he can adapt very well.
Actually, yeah, they're so adaptable that their size depends on their cage.
Okay.
How large are cages?
1 minute.
Okay, so Yeah.
Thank you so
much. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for listening, people out on the radio.
Thank you for tuning in to
90.7 FM WGXE Acra, Hands-On Radio.